Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, this is Dakota Lone Star, and you're listening to another edition of Cantankerous with Cause. I am your political pastor. Why? Because Mom told me not to bring up politics or religion in these loosely United States of America. Well, Mom, you're wrong for a number of reasons. However, this is my program, and we're going to have an interesting one at that today. I've entitled today's program, Our State Department Blamed What? Okay, now the reason I've done that is because, and interestingly enough, I was perusing the internet last night, and documents have been leaked stating purportedly or allegedly that the President of the United States of America was behind the Benghazi cover-up. And, no kidding, no bullcocka, Sherlock. Listen, the onion's only as deep as its innermost core, right? So, all right, I'm feeling better today. Thank you for all the well wishes out there. I'm over my bronchitis. Do have a smidgen of a sore throat left, but we're going to tackle this program. We're going to attempt to tackle this in 30 minutes. All right, so our State Department blamed what? Come on, man. Like the NFL program, or not program, but a piece that they do each week. Come on, man. Really? Like, all right, here's the thing. Consequences. Actions have consequences. Every action has a consequence. Consequences can be often carry with them proper names. Consequences can be long-term in nature, short-term in nature, having immediate results, or oftentimes both. Now, this our State Department of all organizations in the friggin' mundo. I'll speak some Spanglish when I want to. This is my program, after all. but listen, out of all the organizations in the free world, quote-unquote, our State Department blamed a video, actual savagery on a video, and Nakula Baseli Nakula, an Egyptian-born Coptic Christian, they blamed actual savagery on a video. Okay, so seeing that our State Department didn't have the spinal aptitude or intestinal fortitude to go in and take care of these guys, to take care of our people, our peeps in Benghazi, they should have just closed it down. Either close our embassies or be willing to send backup when needed, for starters. All right. So the other thing is, when you blame a video for actual savagery on a video on every Sunday morning talk show between here and Al Jazeera, you're going to have problems. Number one, there's going to be the immediate and long-term effect or consequence of striking a first blow at freedom of speech. More importantly, you're putting other embassies, other personnel, other U.S. personnel, our allies as well, in harm's way by blaming a video, because certain people around the world can't control themselves. They've proven it time and time again. So am I with the Rand Pauls of the free world? In large part, yes, I am. We should just pull out. We should pull out of our inner city neighborhoods here in the United States, because they're only a half step removed from being closet Farrakhanites as well, many of them. And it's sad, because there are people in our inner cities that deserve help, that deserve our police officers, that deserve a badge and a firearm backing them up. All right. No, I don't want to get off track, but look, one of the immediate consequences is really enraging a group of people who are incapable of not acting the savage. So we immediately, our State Department rather, want to talk about boneheaded judgment. Put other U.S. policymakers and their entourages in harm's way to the tune of death by having blamed a video for actual savagery. Okay, so I talked about consequences. Well, here's another interesting thing, Hillary. Here's another interesting thing, Whoopi Goldberg. You're getting tired of Benghazi. I don't care if you're getting tired. Consequences often carry with them proper names, Whoopi. Proper names like J. Christopher Stevens, Sean Smith, Glenn Doherty, Tyrone Woods. Proper names, Whoopi. All right, and those are families that had to think about those proper names before giving birth. You know the process. Where our president, our commander-in-chief, if you will, quote-unquote, loves to speak to the fact that he believes that radical Islam hasn't destroyed our way of life in the United States of America. Well, you're wrong again on that account, too. When you kill one of us, it's a blow against all of us. Let me correct myself. When you kill one peace-loving American, it's a blow against all peaceful Americans that are able to restrain themselves from savagery just because they feel like their God has been slighted, or their book has been slighted, or their peeps have been slighted, or their way of life has been slighted. All right, so their proper names. Consequences often carry with them proper names. I just named four. Blame actual savagery on a video, for Christ's sake, no pun intended, because I'm going to talk about Piss Christ next. The creator of Piss Christ, Serrano, Andres Serrano, in 1987 was awarded $15,000 from the taxpayer-funded National Endowment for the Arts for submerging a crucifix in human urine. You know, to each his own, go ahead and do your thing. But when the government allows for a taxpayer-funded organization like the National Endowment for the Arts to put up $20,000 in taxpayer money, then you've got a problem. Just like today, who needs Congress? This president's proven time and time again that he doesn't need Congress to do his bidding, even though it would be the correct route to achieve an end that is much greater, to include American exceptionalism, sir. All you have to do is create a learner and let her take the fall for it, the learner worm. All you have to do is create a Hillary Clinton and let her take the fall for it, even though she deserves to fall with your entire onion. Stinks from here to high heaven. Your onion stinks here from here to high heaven. Bottom line. All right. So, again, either you close our embassies overseas if you have a fool in charge, and you never open up one again until you have someone that's willing to back him up to put his money where his mouth is or her mouth is. Which brings me to another point. KT McFarland and Deneen Borelli could have appeared on the same ticket. I would have been perfectly okay with that. But since we're chauvinists in America, right, based on the opinion of people with oftentimes no greater than an IQ of 85, and certainly without any spiritual, what I refer to as MPQ, all right, I'm just so over this already. So if you want to give me a call at 929-477-4090. Got about 19 minutes left in the program. But I wanted to talk to you today about the fact that we have a president for the first time who took things a step further. We have a state that did the fool, collectively speaking, and took things a large leap, not forward, but backward in terms of how this government treated Andres Serrano and his Christ. Number one. And how do you blame the movie anyway? What are we going to tell the lady that came over here from the Middle East or Africa? I think there were one or two women during one of the last award ceremonies here in the United States, the largest award ceremony for film and television, or film making rather. A woman came over here and made a documentary about the plight of women in the Middle East. What do we tell them next time? You've offended your captors? Don't bring your films here. The last free stop on this crazy train. Now, I get it. We shouldn't be out there purposely looking for a fight. But on the flip side of the coin, you should be able to make a film or a video about anything that you so desire. Other than child pornography, then it should be an immediate death penalty if there's enough proof enough proof in the pudding, so to speak, to take your scumbags out, too. But listen, to blame, come on, man. It's worse than that. Worse than that. See, on Sunday, during an NFL segment, which is called, aptly named, Come On, Man, no one died. We didn't lose anyone. It was just a bad call. Whether on the field or from a coaching staff, they were bad calls. But over here, four people died. And quite possibly four mothers aren't going to be able to hang up the very first Christmas ornament without having a nervous breakdown each holiday season now. From here until the good Lord returns. Oh, I can't believe in that. I'm an individual talk show host. I can't believe in that. I can't. No. We have to have this international society of police that makes sure that no one believes in the biblical Jesus. Or we're going to send out the learner worm. We're going to sick the learner worm on them. This country's sick to say that the movie The Interview is sleight of hand. I was wrong. Well, not altogether. The movie The Interview was sub-sophomoric, and it was sleight of hand, as people are being put in jail and paraded in front of psychologists for their views. Dinesh D'Souza was raked over the coals and paraded in front of three different doctors of psychology until the third one finally towed the line of this particular scumbag of a State Department. All because these people aren't willing to toe their narrative. And now you see it again. You see it in Hillary Clinton's. The other night during the first debate, I mentioned this in my last program briefly, but it was interesting because Donald Trump could have got right in her face and said, "Oh, Madam Secretary, how did it personally make you feel when your previous employer stated that you can place lipstick on a pig, but at the end of the day," basically, he didn't use those words, "at the end of the day," he's not quite bright enough without his teleprompter in front of him, "but at the end of the day, it's still a pig." "Well, you can place a half-white rock star in a suit, and at the end of the day, it's still a Black Panther, too." All right. So I'm not going to cover, I'm not really going to go into those things during this program, but I do want to talk about Benghazi. We don't care if you're tired, Whoopi. We don't care if you're tired of it, Hillary. See, the difference between a conservative American and a hack for an American is the fact that when one person dies, we'd like to know why. When one person loses his or her life, We look for the facts. One person loses his or her life. We suffer too, because we know that the American way of life, just like the woman in Oklahoma that was beheaded all too recently, a few years back. I mean, my God, we've got a president that loves to preach from the Bible on a biennial basis on international television. He's invited himself to our party, or to the party, his party too, thankfully. By having done that, so we've got this president that invites himself and spouts off at the mouth about 1 Thessalonians 4:6, trying to make otherwise an otherwise generous people feel guilty about their how much they've given. When most of the time they've done studies on it, and the left doesn't give jack crap compared to what the right gives. And I don't even make $15 an hour, and I give a lot. But here's the thing. When you're willing to invite yourself to the party by tossing in a couple of verses of Holy Writ or Bible scripture, if you will, and then when others that are actual theologians want to take you to task and hold your feet to the fire, quote unquote, you should be open to that. You should also be open, if you're so fond of quoting the Bible on international television, as an international leader of the nation's last free, or I mean the world's last free nation on the face of God's green earth. You should also be willing to step up to a podium and say, "Thou shalt not murder," or "Thou shalt not kill," depending on what version you're reading. It's not that difficult to just step up to a podium and say, "Thou shalt not kill," even if it were Christian. Reportedly, that we're going around murdering Muslims that aren't down with Sharia law or otherwise. He doesn't have anything to offer this world. Number 44 has nothing. He's proven time and again he has nothing to offer this world. Nothing. Worthless. Like I said, you can throw a suit on a half-white rock star, and at the end of the day, you still end up with a Black Panther. Or a closet Farrakhanite. Well, this guy's not a closet Farrakhanite. He's just a Farrakhanite at large. See, that's the thing, people. Thou shalt not kill. It's pretty simple. Step up. I don't care who's committing atrocities. I don't care whether it's Dylan Roof in South Carolina. Or out in San Bernardino, the three devils out there. And yes, I said three devils. The one that provided the firearms is a devil and should have been hung inside of a week to send a strong message that you don't willfully and willingly give firearms to people that have openly told you what they would love to do to another human being. Should have been hung inside of a week during the middle of Colbert. All three of them. Thou shalt not kill. So listen, so the National Endowment for the Arts awards this clown, Andres Serrano, let me jump back over quick, the creator of Piss Christ, $20,000 of taxpayer-funded money, or monies, Andres Serrano, yeah. And then we got clowns over here, years later, not all that many years later, between 1987 and present, that are willing to blame actual savagery on a video, for God's sake. It's a litmus test. The innocence of Muslims is a litmus test to see whether or not you were able to control yourself. As a hacktivist. And so what if you have something that hurts your feelings? Sticks and stones, and send them on their way. In the United States, we used to be able to say that. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but names will never hurt me. Now get out of my face. Go find a new friend, you punk wad. Simple, really. You have the freedom to show up, and you also have the freedom to leave. Freedom of leave. never given you the right to leave. But I'll tell you what, there are a ton of Americans that feel the same way that I do, and we're not going to let this nation go down without a fight. And tragically, upwards or greater than 50% of the people in this nation are willing to sign away their rights to the last free nation on God's green earth to dole it out to a bunch of clowns, State Department, or this current State Department. And then you send the Susan Rices out on national television. And then you have the audacity to go to the United Nations, on the floor of the United Nations, and try to make it sound like you're a fair-minded human being when you're not. What about the woman that came over here from the Middle East? I want more women that come over here from the Middle East and Africa to tell their stories, not less. If it offends the Boko Harams of the free world, quote unquote, then so be it. If it offends the Al Qaeda's and the Janjaweeds that could have been uprooted early on, a few strategic A-10 strafing runs as Janjaweed got picked up by a satellite somewhere, traveling from one village to the next in an effort to rape, pillage, murder, and steal. Back when they were a wee baby of 25 guys on horses, one with an AK-47 and 19 with swords and with staves. That's not carpet bombing, you idiots. It's called a strafing run. Well-planned, well-executed strafing runs. And you leave one of them alive so that he can go back to his devils for friends and tell the story about how all his pals aren't going to be able to drink out of their colostomy bags because an A-10 round will do a little more damage from those gunships. If you don't know the difference between carpet bombing and strafing runs, learn. Or please do us all a favor and don't vote in the next election. If you're willing to blame a video for actual savagery on a video, please do us all a favor and go get yourself fixed like a dog. Voluntary tubal litigation. Or a voluntary snip-snip for the guys if you're willing to blame savagery on a video. Dear God, save the free world. This is ridiculous, people. That's what we should do. We should have a bunch of public service announcements on the air before the next election. By then, it may be too late. Because there are plenty of you out there that have already cavorted and have had children with other devils willing to blame savagery on a film. Doesn't say a lot about your ability to restrict yourself. Now listen, here's another thing that I'd like to see happen. I'd love to see the citizenship of anyone and everyone that either has or would blame actual savagery in a video be taken away yesterday. That's right, yesterday, before Benghazi. You're going to put someone in the White House that blames a video? Actual savagery on a video? While acting tough and sticking up for the interview? Really? I think now we've moved into the sub-sophomoric stratosphere that's just so laughable. Absolutely unequivocally laughable if it weren't tragic. I think I'm going to leave it there. Pick me up online. Join me online. My website is 40and28.weebly.com. That's 40and28.weebly.com. That's W-E-E, B as in Bravo, L as in Lima, Y as in Yankee. 40and28.weebly.com. You can also like me on Facebook, Dakota Lone Star. You can also follow me on Twitter, at @DOC_OTA Lone Star. That's at @DOC_OTA Lone Star on Twitter. We have some house cleaning to do, folks. You need to really scrutinize your inner life of lies if you're willing to blame actual savagery on a video. And if you're not willing to speak up and speak out, then you're part of the problem too. You're worthless too. I'm going to say a little prayer right now. God, thank you for allowing for the woman that came over here and won an Oscar award for her documentary. Must not have been easy for you to grow up in a land of actual savagery. And you want to come over here and tell your story? Good for you. Kudos. Thank you for doing that. If I were a multi-millionaire or a billionaire at this point, I would pay to have your documentary created in several languages and in great numbers. Do we want to become a nation of more voices or less voices? Atheists, make your movies. Christians, make your films. My money is my money, and I'm not going to... Anyway, well, it's not really my money any longer. We can go into that in a new program and another program on another day. But I'm so sick and tired of the duplicity in this nation. All right, till next time. Our State Department blamed what? And it's worse than, come on, man. It's a whole hell of a lot. It was a whole hell of a lot worse than that. Four families will never be the same again. Ever. This is Dakota Lone Star. I am cantankerous with cause. I am your political pastor, whether you like it or not. Well, not necessarily yours. But let's have a little fun. Let's do some house cleaning in the United States. We have an election coming up, folks. And at this point, what difference does it make, Hillary Clinton? Go up to any of those four mothers or fathers. Go up to Christopher Stevens' mother, Sean Smith's mother, Glenn Doherty's mother, or Tyrone Woods' mother. Sit down with them each individually and tell them that the American way of life is still alive and well. Sit down and go to the parent or parents, if they're still alive, if either of them is still alive, or the woman that was beheaded in Oklahoma, or their children, or her children, or her spouse, and tell them that the American way of life is alive and well in 2016. All right, I'm out. Peace out, Dakota Lone Star.